And the song. Why don't we cue that up right here?
Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Whoop, hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. This is the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining us. Episode number 574 of the show. We appreciate you. Do us a favor. Lob us an email. Mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. You can also call us and leave us a message. 949-464-TBLS. Thank you for, and possible big shift in the show coming in the next couple of weeks. So look for that. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, Eduardo, how are you, buddy? Pretty happy about your Knicks, I bet.
Oh, I'm very happy. That was a fun game one. I still would think the Celtics will win, but the dismissiveness over the Knicks, like it was nice to just like, get them one, but also
yes, tell me.
And I'm taking away from one of our stories in the future, but
I'm so glad
it's every 3 weeks.
It happens more than the Women's World Cup, Ed, or the Summer Olympics.
Hey, cool. Oh, look, it's a man wearing a dress, and like, let's all freak out about it. Like, cool. Who cares?
Who fucking cares? And Ed, I think look, we've been doing the show like 12 years now. I think we've had this discussion at least half a dozen times about the Met Gala to the point where we've Googled it to try to understand what it is. We still don't know what the fuck it is.
I know it's that Anna Wintour.
Yeah, worst.
That's her thing. Like, hey, cool. I'm a mean fashion lady. Like,
I wear sunglasses like, everywhere I go.
Yeah, Devil Wears Prada. Cool. This is like super fun.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yes.
I'm watching
Tell me.
The Knick game, commercial break. I'm like, oh, I'll check, you know, what this is what I use Twitter for, even though it's garbage.
It's trash.
Like, the sports people I follow, like, what are they saying? Like, oh, is Porzingis coming back or whatever? Like, I'll use it for that. And I see a picture of Spike Lee at the Met Gala.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm supporting my Knick. I'm wearing a tuxedo and weird things.
Shit.
And it's like, you are every Knick game. They cut to him, and it's like he's the Knick fandom.
Mr.
He's
Knick.
The guy. Game one against the Celtics, you're at the Met Gala, and you're not a 27-year-old director trying to make it in the business. You're in your 60s.
Disgusting.
If you skip the Met Gala, you're fine.
Yeah.
And I know you have issues with this guy. I don't.
Don't tell me.
I read today, Timothy Chalamet,
piece of shit,
Knicks guy, skipped the Met Gala and watched the Knicks game because that's what he does.
Whoa, really?
Ben Stiller and Timothy Chalamet traveled to Detroit to go to Knicks games at Detroit. Like, these are guys that are real fans,
and we're
hanging on like Spike Lee is the guy.
No.
He's the Knicks guy, and it's like, if you're at the Met Gala for game one of a playoff series, get the fuck out of here. You don't need this for your career.
Wearing a Knicks hat while he was there. Like, you can't
They're
do that.
Right now.
Yeah, you can't do that. You should be watching the game. Big ups to Chalamet. I might be a Chalamet-er now. Like, this is, like, I respect that. Because he's
with Kylie Jenner?
Well, I mean, all those relationships are fake, but sure, yes.
I know. But they're like, she's at the Met Gala and he's watching the Knicks game. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, this guy is like, I'm famous enough that I don't need the Met Gala to make me.
Yes.
I get if your movie role depends on you going to Met Gala, I get you're working on your career.
Yes.
Spike Lee is not
depending
on the Met Gala.
He's just courting attention. And you would expect Timothy Chalamet to be courting the attention because he seems like that type.
Guy.
Yeah. But he's instead, but now he's such a big star. that
he's a little too big.
He doesn't need to do that shit. Yeah. Like, look, he's Twinkie. I don't really get it. I don't get him.
I haven't watched some of this, the Bob Dylan movie, and like, he's pretty good.
He looked kind
of
good. Yeah.
I watched some of it, but I just don't care that much about Bob Dylan, but like, great. But Ben Stiller, he has had a great career. He goes awesome. To every Knicks game.
He's got that Severance.
Yeah. He's current.
He's great.
And we're not focused on him.
No.
Like, we're focused on fucking Spike Lee.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're not a fan. Look, remember when Spike Lee used to chop it up? He's on the court. He'd be chopping it up with Reggie Miller during the game. He would make himself a part of the game. Now he's making himself part of the Met Gala. Get the fuck out of here.
Terrible.
Terrible. I totally agree with you. Okay, let's try it again. The Met Gala, formally called the Costume Institute Benefit. I'm already out, Ed. I don't understand just that much of the first sentence. Is the
they give you like rules for what your costume can be?
Yeah, there's themes. I know that. Is the annual haute couture fundraising festival held for the benefit of the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute in Manhattan. So people show up and they buy these
Institute. That's not a thing.
I don't know. I don't get that part. A costume institute. Like, are we talking?
We've got a war room and it's costume.
No. Did it used to be a CVS and you go in there around Halloween and you go in there and you go, hey, I want to be Ace Ventura. And they go, we got it right here. You're Ace Ventura this year.
I had a costume institute. It was called Party City, and I got a Ghostbusters costume from
there. Awesome, awesome, yes.
And that jumpsuit.
Yes. That's
my costume.
The Met Gala is popularly regarded as the world's most prestigious and glamorous fashion event. Attendees are given the opportunity to express themselves through fashion, often producing elaborate and highly publicized outfits inspired by the evening's theme and broader cultural context. The event is known as fashion's biggest night.
But express yourself, but then there are rules.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I need you to express yourself, but tonight's theme is astronauts. Like, what? Yeah. What?
Within the confines of the rules, you can express yourself. A contribution of $75,000 per seat, Ed, is what it costs to go to the Met Gala. But it's like, now look, Andre 3000, he's great. He's amazing. He's very handsome. You know, I would like a chance to smell his fingers sometime, okay? That's all I'll say about Andre 3000. He's beautiful. Great artist. He was wearing a fucking piano on his back for attention. And it wasn't for me. Ed, it just was. It's just not for me.
That show, Dave, did a funny episode about the Met Gala.
Oh, they like that. Yeah, Dave's a funny show. I'm sure it was funny. But he's not. My point is, he's not paying $75,000 to sit down. Somebody is paying for him to be there because they, you know, he's got an album or whatever. Like, it's just bullshit. And I'm not a fan of it. And next year,
and
I won't.
It happens every 3 weeks.
It happens so much as to, and it never stops happening. It's always happening, much like the Summer Olympics and the Women's World Cup. Always going on. Oh, and WrestleMania. That's the other one. I'm always getting WrestleMania.
Lots of WrestleMania.
So, do you know WrestleMania is 2 days? I think they just had it.
I think that's made up. There's no way it's really 2 days.
It's like Coachella. Like, you go there and then you spend the whole day and then you come back the next day? 2 days of wrestling?
What are we doing?
No.
How many fake storylines do you need to follow?
It's so much. So much.
We get it. You like guys in tights. Yes. But like, what are we doing?
Well, you know, it's there's something you want to say that you're not able to say, which we understand.
Right.
Yeah. Ed, let's talk about some people who died.
Just tell us who is dead now. Just tell us who is dead now. Who died? It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
tragic update.
Puss and Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died?
Ed.
Tell me who died.
Who died this week?
Luckily, not too many this week.
Yeah.
But we lost a guy named Charlie Scales. He was Horseface from season 2 of The Wire. He hung out on the docks.
Oh.
He was also Tony's former high school football coach on Sopranos.
I know this guy.
You see him and you know him.
Yes.
He was the perfect casting for both those roles.
He was.
He was 84, Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Very sad, but good run for Charlie.
Yeah.
He looked like if I said he was on The Wire, and you'd be like, he was on The Wire? And you'd be like, he must have been on the dock in season 2.
Season
you're
2.
Like, it was Horseface.
Yeah. Down there with Frank Sabatka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sabatka was great.
Yeah, he was so
and
good.
And also, not nearly as old as we.
No. Right? Remember, we did. He was in Running Man. He was one of the guards in Running Man. And we figured out that he was like, when he was on season 2 of The Wire, he was like late 30s, early 40s, which is just
great
stunning.
Actor.
Yeah, really good. R.I.P. Charlie Scales. Scalise.
R.I.P. Jill, is it Sobule?
Sobule.
Sobule?
Yeah.
Singer-songwriter known for I Kissed a Girl. I didn't know that this was like.
Yeah.
Somebody writes these songs for the hit makers.
No. She had her own I Kissed a Girl before the Katy Perry Kissed a Girl.
Is Katy Perry's different from?
I think so.
Is it a cover? Totally different?
I don't know. I think it might be two different songs. I Kissed a Girl.
Six died in a fire.
So, hold on. Here's Jill Sobule's Kissed a Girl. Let's see if we can do this. Don't play a commercial. This was like one of those. This was like in the Lisa Loeb era music, you know?
It sounds very low.
Yeah.
Jenny came over and told me about Fred. He's such a hairy behemoth, she said.
You know, it's like singer-songwriter music. Very much of a time. Very sad she died in a fire. And somebody I know on Instagram is friends with her. And she had just posted a picture of them together. And then the very next day, I read that Jill Sobule had died in a fire.
Very sad.
Very. That's terribly, terribly sad.
Terribly.
R.I.P. Okay, Ed, let's talk about some sports topics. As soon as I can find the button. Oh, my God. It's over here. Right here. Wait, is this where we do? Do we do sports right here? Yeah, we do sports right here, right? Yeah. I knew
that's
that.
That's what we do.
You know, what have I done this 574 times? Brad better not call up and say that I look like. Don't DM me and say that I must be on cocaine because I can't. I couldn't remember what button to push, Brad.
Seems
or where we are in the rundown.
Another guy. I host a podcast show.
I'll give hetero life a try.
If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
I imagine when he's singing that last part.
What's that?
It's like in the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
When he's singing that last part, I might own Troy.
Yeah. He really nails it.
And you bring the finger up, you know, when they used to.
Yeah.
I might own Troy.
Yes.
Great.
Beautiful voice, writes a bill.
The Ravens.
Yes. Tell me, buddy. Tell me about the Ravens.
They have released Justin Tucker with a fond farewell on announcement on social media. No mention of the 16 women who accused him of inappropriate sexual behavior during massages. Like two waves. And they're like, what he's done for us. And I might point out.
Yeah.
If you want to Google their second round pick, Mike Green.
Kicker.
So yeah. Justin Tucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also,
tell me.
He got released because he had a really unjust and Tucker-like season.
Yeah.
He had a bad season.
He's
It's been around a long time.
Also, what's been around a long time, these allegations from women massage parlors.
But he was money from 49 yards until last season.
Right.
Yeah.
But Mike Green, their new draft pick, just, if you want to Google him, why he dropped to the second round, because he was a first round talent, you'll see that maybe they're not standing on principle.
Impulse control, Ed. We got some impulse control issues in the second round.
In high school and at UVA, and that's why he had to transfer to Marshall.
Yeah.
But he got a lot of question marks.
Yeah. But he goes over the middle and gets you first down.
He's a pass rusher.
Yeah. Oh, even better. That's one of the most important positions. In the second round?
Possibly the best edge rusher in the draft.
Yeah.
But a lot of teams passed on him because they're like, what happened in high school? And also what happened at UVA? Bryson Tucker.
Yeah.
Hey. Well. Yeah. It's been a good run, buddy.
Maybe what they'll do for this Mike Green is they'll get him a sex doll to have sex with constantly, like they did for Kellen Winslow. Because Kellen Winslow, he had some problems, but he was one of those hybrid tight end wide receivers.
Surges out, he's fine, right?
Yeah,
he's fine. He's like enjoying retirement, right?
I mean, he's in prison for multiple rapes.
Including elderly homeless women.
Didn't really matter. He's had to do rapes. We gotta give credit where credit is due, Ed, because our dear friend Jay Stu tweeted, because he retweeted the NFL's Twitter account, and it said Ravens release kicker Justin Tucker, and Jason Stewart retweeted it and said, I wonder if Justin Tucker is enjoying this release. Because I was just reading, he was just recently accused by Moore.
No, it was in February.
Somebody sent me something today. Hold.
You sent it to me. It's just.
Oh, it's an old story?
Those are 7 of the 16.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because somebody sent me that and I was reading, and I thought those were new ones.
No.
And it was very graphic about him leaving his ejaculate on the, the tanning bed or the...
There were
massage table.
No, it's the Cosby thing. You're like, well, maybe she's just after his money. And then they're like, oh, after a few dozen with the same exact story in different times and places, maybe there's something to
that. Yeah, that is the thing. Like, it is like, you know, anybody can say anything about anyone, you know, and look, I believe women, but sometimes people can lie. But it's a lot harder to get 16 people to lie than it is to get one person making up a story, you know, like, and I always go back to that. And then when people are like, oh, you know, this happened a long time ago. And it's like, yeah, but when it happened, she told 11 people that it happened at the time. And it's like, I'm not like, you can't make up a story and then go back in time and have evidence from the time, you know? So it's like, you know, these guys he's guilty. So get rid of him. Then maybe he can go kick in NFL Europe or something. Ed, I don't know. It's the Canadian League.
I'm sure that pays well.
Yeah. What else, buddy?
NFL legend, Broncos quarterback, John Elway. He just had to hire a lawyer with a history of repping athletes in trouble after he had a deadly golf cart incident where one of his longtime buddies died. And look.
Yeah.
Everyone needs representation and everyone needs to be innocent until proven guilty, of course.
Yeah.
But you wonder.
Sure.
This is a golf cart incident where a buddy falls off the cart and dies.
Yeah.
Was this a long day at the golf
course? No, they were at Stagecoach, Ed. The country music.
So
festival.
A long day where drinking. Someone shouldn't have been even driving a
golf
cart. I'm not saying he rusted him like Baldwin.
Yeah.
But
yes. Yeah.
But this could be a problematic incident for the original horse tooth guy himself.
I agree. And it is. Hold on. I'm going to read this because maybe there's some details there. But I'm of two minds because while it is a tragedy, if I'm out, remember, you might not remember. It was like around 1992. and Bobby Ojeda and
Tim Cruise.
And who was the guy that was driving the boat? It was a different guy. And there was three.
Yeah. Middle reliever.
Yes. Yeah. There were three bullpen dudes out fishing.
On the Indians.
Yeah. On the Indians out fishing on a day off in spring training. And the light was getting low and they were humming back to the dock or whatever. And
it was the magic hour.
Yes, exactly. It was the sunset. And they just fucking ran right into a pier and two of them died. Bobby Ojeda lived. And it was just a really sad story. And the main guy that was driving the boat was wasted, but they were all wasted. So if I get killed in a DUI crash and my buddy's driving, but I'm also drunk, then my buddy is absolved. Like I didn't, you know, I made the decision to be drunk with him. Now golf cart, you know, cause this could be just golf cart shenanigans. Cause he falls off the golf cart. Maybe
he's doing donut holes.
Yeah. 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 Or he's trying to launch off fucking, speed bumps, humps. Yes, exactly. Could be anything.
I'm concussed.
I just watched that episode of the studio last night with
so good
with the diarrhea movie. Like Seth Rogen he's such a genius. I just love him so much. Like he's such a fool. That show is great, but it was good to see Knoxville on there. So let's get like, is there any details here? It appears there's no foul play in the death of longtime sports agent Jeff Spurbeck, and authorities have called the tragedy a horrific accident. This is what I lean to. Like, don't get wasted and drive golf carts.
I agree. The one thing I would say, if I'm drinking on a golf cart and an accident happens and I die, nobody should be punished. If the drunken driver...
Yes.
Or someone who didn't sign up for drinking.
Yes.
Whether it's in a car or a golf cart. Yeah, you're going to get punished.
100%. 100% agree with you, buddy. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco said Friday that
Bianco.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like Elizabeth, New Jersey Sheriff Chad Bianco. Like,
what is love? Baby, don't Chad Bianco. Let's go. But the glitter
said that investigators have not found any sign of criminal activity surrounding Spurbeck's fall from a golf cart driven by Football Hall of Famer John Elway. This appears this is an old boy network right here. This appears to be a horrific accident, Bianco told the Denver Post on Friday. And unfortunately for all those involved, one of the people, well, a couple of them happen to be very high profile celebrities. And that makes this more of an issue than it probably should be. Spurbeck, who was Elway's agent, suffered the fatal fall last Saturday at the Madison Club, a private country club. I think I have a couple buddies that are really into golf, Ed. Mm.
Yeah.
And they talk about these golf courses and it's like they actually are sucking the literal dick of a place that costs way too much to play golf. And they're like, oh, the bunkers and the fucking tee boxes. And one of these places, I
rescue at Bethpage.
Yes,
Black.
Yes. One of these places, I go play golf with these guys sometime. And it's a quarter of $1,000 nearly to play at this golf course. And I'm not playing there anymore. I just can't, I'm not a golfer. Like I can't afford that. I don't want to, it's not worth it to me. And these guys are like, oh yeah, it's a lot of money, but it's so beautiful and the grass and the bunkers. And I'm like, This is like complimenting your rapist mustache. You're just blatantly just getting against your will, having something horrible done to you, and you're like, hey, you look kind of good today. Like I don't get it. To that point, I believe I've heard these guys sucking off this place right here. I don't know. They all have these stupid fucking names, so it's like it's hard to distinguish one from the other. But this, the Madison Club, I mean, it sounds pretty fucking white to me. And John Elway was there, so it's probably these guys have probably sucked this place off before. A private club, country club in California. Bianco told the Denver Post
that his sheriff's department only got involved after a massive media inquiry from multiple media. Oh, yeah. So the sheriff wasn't even going to come out. Upon responding to the incident, the first responders at the scene did not find any evidence that Elway was intoxicated. What was the next day?
Yeah, he pulled a Ted Kennedy.
Yes.
He's full, fresh from the shower, and he's like, hey, what happened? I was wondering what happened to my friend.
This is that guy on The Bachelor did the same thing. The beautiful Chris Scales, the farmer from The Bachelor, he murked a dude on a tractor in Iowa, and then he raced home and locked the door and pretended like the cops weren't there and waited till he sobered up. Pretty smart. Yeah, same thing. Yes. It's a common practice for medical personnel, whether it be ambulance personnel or hospital personnel or even fire personnel, to call us after the scene of an accident because something doesn't look right. And this was not the case. Bianco told the outlet that the investigation process. So look, he fell off. And I know, like, there's also something to this. They were close friends. And let's be honest, John Elway made this guy rich. Like, yeah, he's dead, but he died rich as fuck because he was
in proximity to one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
He worked with John Elway. And I believe some of his family members were there, like his wife and kid or some, you know, son or something, were also on the golf cart. Must have been a big ass golf cart. And so a guy makes you rich, but he also accidentally kills your dad, but then your dad dies and now you're rich. I mean, That's a wash to me. Like, it happens.
When you're making a extravagant omelet, you got to break a few
eggs. You do. It happens. Look, he was going to die eventually. Sounds like he liked to get pissed drunk. Like, this kind of shit happens to people that get pissed drunk sometimes.
He died doing what he loved. Yes. Getting drunk and getting things paid for by John Elway. Yes.
Watching Jelly Roll perform, getting something at Guy Fieri's barbecue stand, and fucking heading back and dying.
Line passes with his buddy John Elway.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's probably
for him the front of the line pass was to the gates of
to the early gates. Yes, first in line. Look, very sad story, but also I would love to be friends with John Elway and have him make me very rich.
Yeah. Get and make just generational wealth for my family before I get murked by him.
I would love that.
I would love to set my kids up, but getting murked by John Elway.
Of course. Yeah, look, guy was in his 60s. He had a nice long run. No big deal.
What are you going to peter out the next 15 years?
It's the worst. You got the best years, and they were with John Elway at fucking Stagecoach watching Jelly Roll sing like Adele for guys that are forklift certified.
And you probably didn't, like, really have to feel the murder. You were murdered before it was over.
Yes.
Like...
head wound.
Like, whoa, and then that's it. Yes. And your family's rich forever.
Head wound. Head it bunk. Nothing. You know, a little shake.
You're already drunk, so your reaction time, by the time you react, you're dead.
Dead. Don't even notice. Apparently, these guys owned a vineyard, a winery together, Ed. So look, they made it their passion.
He owned a vineyard?
Yeah, seven cellars. Oh, get it? Seven. Because he was number seven.
Wonder where he got that money for the vineyard.
Yeah, maybe from his buddy John Elway.
Number seven, goddamn.
Okay, what else, Ed?
R.I.P. Mike Tirico. He was missing off the Kentucky Derby broadcast. He blames snack grazing for his nut allergy reaction that kept him off the Kentucky Derby.
Do you think all those girls that he all those women at ESPN that he...
The women grazing he was doing?
Yeah, that he groped. Do you think they also had an allergy to his nut? Because they seemed to be trying to escape him. Yeah.
Hey, I'm just a paisano. I thought there was some gabagool here.
He's just a...
Where's the gabagool? What's wrong with all the nuts?
He's just a regular Italian guy. You figure...
You want some moots.
You figure an old school Italian like Mike Tirico would know that pesto has walnuts in it. Because even I got it. My daughter's allergic to nuts. I know she can't have pesto, and we're not Italian like Mike Tirico from the islands.
Just want a little manicotti.
A little prosciutto, hey, where's the gabagool?
In the old country, we don't have allergens here. Hey.
I will say, whoever they got to fill in, it was a better Kentucky Derby.
Of course, because it wasn't boring.
So boring. Whoever called the Kentucky Derby instead of Mike Tirico, I bet you slightly varied the tone of his voice throughout the running.
The horse is running, galloping, 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 and we have a winner.
Back in the day, out at Del Mar, at the horse races down here in San Diego, Del Mar, there was a British guy, Trevor something, and this guy, you could not, Ed, you could not get more pumped up than when this guy, and you could give a shit.
When a guy gets super amped.
Oh yeah, and when it's, and down the stretch they come. Yes! And you're yes! Yes! Yes, I'm into it. So if they got him to fill in, then it was fucking way better than whatever, and it's NBC, so maybe they got Don Crickey or, whoever, Bob Costas. Whoever they got was better than Mike Tirico. It was an upgrade.
Yo, it's down the stretch they come. How about some Man of Goth?
What else, Ed?
Tyrese Halliburton's father and the Pacers have mutually agreed for him to stay away from games after his run-in. Yeah. With Giannis after the Pacers beat the Bucks in game 7 of the first round.
That's the right thing to do.
Anyone who wants to see a classy athlete, watch the press conference from Giannis.
Oh, yeah.
After that game 7. And he was like, my parents, my dad was telling me that he didn't want to get deported. So he always taught me to be on your best behavior.
Yeah, it's great.
And he's like, when you win... Well, he was a Greek. He was an African, African by Greek. Way of Greece. Yes. So he's we were always on our best behavior. And he's also also I was taught when you win, just be happy. You're not getting in the face. Giannis was the best player on the court the whole first round, all 7 games.
Yeah.
But he had a shit squad around him.
Of course. Yeah. He had Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah. Yeah. Kyle Kuzma going for goose egg for 18 minutes.
Yeah.
And he was he had a lovely response. He's like, I just thought this was a fan in my face. And so, I was upset by that. And Halliburton's dad has got a towel of Halliburton and he's, this is what we do, getting in his face. And it's what? What did you do? You haven't done anything.
You're not on the team.
You have nothing to do with this team.
Clap. Clap for your
team.
You're
happy. Yeah. Your son is making you rich and giving you fond memories, and you can't do anything but get in the face of Giannis.
Be excited that your team won.
How they had a meeting and they sat down and they agreed he shouldn't be there. Halliburton's dad agreed?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. He's gonna watch.
I think I shouldn't get front row seats to watch my son in the playoffs. I think I should sit this out.
Yeah, I mean, it's if you're Tyrese Halliburton, you're one of the rising stars in the NBA. You've ascended to that level, and you want to be palatable to Madison Avenue. You want to make deals, and you're not. And your dad is going to prevent you from making deals.
Very creepy looking. His dad looks like. Scatman Crothers stunt double. He's a weird looking dude.
Oh, really? I haven't seen him.
Dad, get the fuck out of the picture.
This
is about me, not about you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get paid. I'm trying to get us all paid over here, so don't embarrass me.
7, and the story is about you getting in the face of Giannis.
Exactly. Okay, let's talk, let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His faults are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's been well in Gardenia. Whoa, he's been well in Gardenia. Whoa.
Couple voicemails here.
Gentlemen, Katie Shady here.
Oh, it's Katie Shady.
I wanted to chime in about Woody Allen.
Oh. Back on Woody Allen.
A woman's perspective, a woman who's a sexual assault survivor, all that kind of stuff, just in case their opinion is valid, yes. is that I'm with Ed on this.
Whoa.
And for me, the kicker is that I really find Satchel and Dylan to be unreliable narrators. And I kind of was, not kind of, I was totally convinced by the fact that the DA never pressed any charges, and you know that they were chomping at the bit to do so. And there's never been any other reports of him having any kind of inappropriate or lewd contact with a small child.
Yes.
I do agree that he likes teenage girls, but
it's creepy.
Same woman for many, many years now. And the fact that there's never been any reports before this or after it, I think is a huge tell to the fact that he didn't do that and that Mia Farrow was really after him.
Oh, yeah. She seems a little nuts.
To get revenge. Also, I read Moses Farrow's thing, too, and I thought that was very compelling as well. Just wanted to put my 2 cents in there. Thanks, okay. guys.
Thank you, Katie Shady. Notice when it's an Ed opinion, Katie Shady's quick to agree.
I thought I was about to be refuted. Yeah. And I was just going to be like, hey, look, I'm just kind of basing it on what I've heard. But like, yeah, I just think the main thing, and obviously, like, I read Woody Allen's autobiography, and he was like, the amount of people that were chomping at the bit to send me up the river, he's like, they wanted so badly for there to be evidence.
Something.
To even go on trial. Like, even a trial would have made it worse for him. And he couldn't, like, nobody charged him with anything.
Yes.
It was like someone who had issues with him, and for valid reasons of having issues, not valid reasons of accusing something that you didn't do. But like, yeah, of course she should hate a guy who starts dating her adopted daughter.
Yeah.
But it was like, there wasn't evidence, and there were a lot of people that would have loved to put him on trial, and they never did.
Yeah, I'm kind of with
you
there, buddy.
That was my.
There you go.
Thank you, Katie.
I do need to know if that Satchel, what's his name now? Ronan.
Yeah.
Frank
Sinatra's son.
Frank Sinatra's son.
Woody was told that was his son.
I know.
Yeah. He looks like fucking Frank Sinatra.
He looks exactly like Frank Sinatra. Also, Frank Sinatra was 5'2" with a 4'11" penis, apparently, that he had to have slung. Yeah,
kickstand.
He had to have some special underwear to sling it up because it was so massive. But it's my understanding, and I've been wrong before, but it's my understanding that Ronan, aka Satchel, had that limb lengthening surgery because he has designs on becoming a politician and running for office. And you can't do that if you're 5'2". Like Ron, there's a guy in Florida that eats a pudding with his fingers.
Ron?
Yeah. Meatball Ron's like 5'6".
Lifts.
Yeah. And so he has to wear lifts, but this Ronan got ahead of it. And he's like, no, I'm not fucking with that. I'm going to add 3-4 inches to my height by having my legs broken and grown back together. So there's, I would like to get to the bottom of that. That's what I'm interested in. Okay. Here's another one. Here's another one.
Ballers. Hey, it's Ben 906.
Oh, Ben 906.
Always calling in with the hot off the presses bowling stuff, but something broke late last week.
Last we heard, Jason Belmonte, the champion bowler from Australia, one-handed bowler who we support, he was in trouble, Ed, for vaping during a tournament, which is against the rules, apparently. See if there's an update on that.
They didn't get a chance to call in and make the show. The PBA is going to be moving off of Fox.
Off of Fox?
I thought it was on ABC. Everybody knows the PBA is on ABC.
With World of Sports.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Yeah.
That was on ABC.
Yeah. Called by, and speaking of, his nose.
Gary Thorne called.
Oh, Gary Thorne. But before Gary Thorne, The Chris Schenkel was the longtime voice of the PBA.
Gary Thorne was the Who Do You Think You Are?
He was. That's exactly right. Yes.
I missed those pipes.
Yeah, oh, he's good.
He was the Orioles guy before COVID, and then his contract was up. And I haven't heard him in sports since.
What the fuck?
Such, He had such great pipes.
Oh yeah, he used to do when ESPN had the NHL. He would always do the NHL playoffs.
He did the Mets when I was great. In like high school. Yeah. Like great pipes.
Great voice, Gary Thorne.
Cow for Fox, but moving off of Fox.
Imagine knowing Gary Thorne exists, but thinking that Mike Tirico is good at play-by-play. Like, it's just like, it's the mind boggles. Like, they're not even doing the same fucking job. They're not doing the same thing.
Oh, I was listening to the Knicks game last night, and I had Breen. That thought. It's not local broadcast.
Marvelous. He's retired. Did he die?
I think they had Ian Eagle.
Great. Ian Eagle's great.
It was either Ian Eagle or
Kevin Harlan.
One of these other great ones.
Great.
And I thought while this was happening, I was like, imagine just wanting Joe Buck or Mike Tirico.
It's insane. It's insane.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Well, you know, late last week, they didn't really have a partner, but it just broke at the
week.
What's going into the weekend?
What's up with the phone service in the Cleveland area? Stuff.
But they're actually moving over to the CW. So where everything really faint goes, the CW. Hoping that our guy Tom Brenneman can
announce it. Great
two-handed Fox bowling.
Oh yeah, that would be great if Tom.
Who
Brenneman...
do you think you are? I am in Fag City. I just think there should be case studies.
Yeah.
And just looking at what the NHL did to themselves when they moved off of ESPN and took like, what is NBC Sports / USA Network and then SportsCenter is like, all right, well,
we're not going to show highlights.
And it's like, yeah, ESPN and Disney parent company, they're all pieces of shit. Huge. But like, know where your bread is buttered.
Yeah.
Fox could use Fox Sports and all this stuff. CW. I'm not sure people are going to know that much about bowling.
Yeah, it was very sad. But I mean, I assume it wasn't up to the PBA to, you know.
I'm just saying if the deal was like $15 a year, you're supposed to take that deal.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Stay where people buy. Because look, I can already not find stuff. If shit is on TNT, Ed, it may as well be on.
The best thing that's happened for TNT and TBS, I think,
is Max.
Is now it's all on Max now. So I'm like, so I don't need to get those.
So I do. So this is a serious question. If I have Max, I can watch the NBA playoffs on Max. Yes. And the NHL playoffs or some of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm considering adding Max because I need to watch the rehearsal.
Oh my God.
I haven't watched it.
You have to watch the rehearsal.
He is such a fucking genius. I've not watched a minute of it yet.
I will not spoil it.
Yeah.
I was talking with somebody just recently about it. Yeah. And I said, the first season, he's like going through some shit. Like it's about, in theory, it's about people rehearsing things to get it right.
Yeah. I didn't have a master's
originally,
degree. Yeah.
It was about a guy who spends trivia night like lying about the fact he had a master's degree and he recreates the bar.
Yeah.
But then it becomes a whole thing where he's helping a single mother raise a child. Like it just goes in a direction that's so weird.
It's so weird.
And season two is three episodes deep and each show has taken a crazy turn. And it's just, this is a hilarious guy that finds humor in everything. And because they're giving him the keys to the kingdom, he's just taking it in crazy directions. He's a singular comedy force that will not be repeated. There'll be weird comedy for the rest of our lives, but nobody will ever, you'll never see a show and you'll be like, now, like there were so many shitty shows that were trying to be Seinfeld. And it doesn't mean that Seinfeld wasn't great, but it was trying to be Seinfeld. Nobody can even come close to doing what Nathan Fielder does.
Yeah.
Rehearsal is great and fucking weird. And
yeah. It's different, but it's singular in the sense of like Sacha Baron Cohen. You know, it's just like no one else has just approached like anything. It's just a completely foreign thing. It's just completely singular.
Even, even if you wait a few weeks and then just get Max for a month and binge it, it's fucking unlike anything you'd see, and it would be the price of a movie ticket.
Like, yes,
for a month, it's so good.
It is. Yeah, yeah. I'm. So I'm going to sign up because I'm invested in our Knicks and Jalen Brunson and the NBA playoffs, and then I'm going to watch that, and then I'm also going to watch the rehearsal with Nathan Fielder. Thank you for that, Ben 906. Oh, look here. Oh, Ben 906 called in. Didn't mention the Baller Lifestyle Podcast after show every Friday night. I wonder if this next guy will.
Oh.
Hey, guys. Super Lee here.
Oh, Super Lee.
I just want to say, Ed, congratulations on your Knicks.
Yep, Knicks.
Absolutely destroying the Pistons. Awesome. 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 Great job. Couldn't be more happy for you. Brian, I want to say congratulations. Well, not for your Lakers, who got destroyed by my Timberwolves, because that was not cool on them.
Yeah.
And, but I would say congratulations on 90 days. Way to go. 90 days since the last bonus bride.
Oh, you're doing a pretty good job.
I know we were promised weekly, but I know that it just means quarterly, so that's okay.
Yep. It wasn't that
really
long.
I really appreciate it. Yeah. Maybe we can discuss it on the Follow Lifestyle After Show. You know, that show I host with.
Oh, Ben, you're mentioning that.
Hopefully you guys can join us.
He's never late.
You never,
Special episode this Friday. And really wish nothing but the best for you all.
Okay.
Take care. Keep it baller.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. No voicemails or emails this week, Ed. So let's talk about some things that are not sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Oh. Ed, tell us what is going on in the world of things that are not sports.
Well, I thought I would sprinkle in some good news for a friend of the show, Jay Stu. Okay. A man named Fred Mertz just won the vote to be Germany's chancellor after losing in the first round, and they have several rounds, and he won. So they've got a guy named Fred Mertz who's their new chancellor.
What did I texted you and Jay Stu in our group chat something about Magnum or something. I'm like, it was like Magnum's, it was Tom Selleck's birthday or something.
Yeah, and, cultural touchstone. And he's not for everybody.
And he's like, he's like, it missed me or something. And then, you sent the, gif of
like Lucy on a conveyor belt.
Yeah, eating the chocolates. And Jay Stu, just one word, iconic.
That's Fred Mertz.
Yeah, Fred Mertz. Really, him and Ethel ruling the German countryside.
Like, nominate our ambassador Ricky Ricardo, our ambassador to Spain. Very sad.
Yeah, very sad.
A tourist was horrifically impaled while climbing a spike fence at the Colosseum in Rome.
No,
suffering for the grand.
Was it some dude from Taiwan? So apparently, like, it was closed or something.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Yes. Remember where you are recording this. It's called Chinese Taipei.
Oh, Chinese Taipei. My bad. This dude from Chinese.
It's a totally real place that they all recognize.
Yeah. One China, Chinese Taipei. He was taking a picture of the Colosseum and, like, was it close? Are you not allowed to get close to it, Ed? Is that the deal?
I went there when I was in college.
Yeah.
I believe they, like, let you go in. They don't let you climb old walls, but they let you, like, be in and look around. Like,
yeah. Yeah. So maybe it was closed.
You can get a picture.
Yeah.
You can, or from the outside, you could get a picture.
Yes. Yeah.
Spike fence seems like that's an area they don't want you to go.
Yeah, don't do. And look, they're pretty good at making these spiked fences these days. Like, you don't.
Right. The technology is there.
Yeah, they do. You know, there's nowhere to put your foot, really, to boost yourself up. And then the spikes usually, like, come out towards you. You know, like, you don't want to fuck with a spiked fence.
Really spiked anything.
Spike things.
We don't fuck with Spike Lee. We don't want to be around spike things.
Yeah. Like,
You and also, like, any chances of an impaling, you want to avoid impaling scenarios.
How many likes is an impaling worth?
Zero. Yeah. I don't want to be impaled. I was listening to Jeremy Renner tell Joe Rogan about his
was it snowmobile or
it was a snow cat, which is like basically one of those things with like the treads on it that's made to like push snow. And it weighed 14,000 pounds, Ed. And
a lot of pounds to be on top of.
Yes. And he was thrown from it. Like, I don't know, like he hit the gas too hard and he was thrown from it and it was rolling and he thought it was going to run over his nephew. And so he ran and like tried to jump back in it, but he didn't, because you have to step on the treads to get back in it, but the treads were moving.
Jesus.
So it ran him over, Ed. And
the nephew is okay.
The nephew's okay. Everybody's okay. Look, it pays to be rich in America because Jeremy Renner's fine.
He's fine. He looked good.
He's fine, Ed. He can run. But he was talking about when it happened to him, Ed. And so it runs over half his body, right? 38 broken bones. Like, he's mostly titanium. He broke 14 ribs, which I don't even think we have that many. But he did. It, like, lacerated his liver.
I'm positive you only have 6 ribs.
Yeah, didn't we give one? Didn't we give one to make Eve? We had 13 or something. And now, so I need an anatomy professor who's gay. Hey, with herpes.
Like 3 and 3.
3 and 3. Maybe, yes.
Maybe 4 and 4 tops. There's
unless
no
unless you get one removed so you can suck your own dick. And I don't think Jeremy Renner's done that. But he's telling the story, Ed. And it ran over it like all the way up one side of his body, broke his face, and one of his eyeballs was hanging out. He had a hanging out eyeball by the strings or whatever that hold an eyeball in.
He didn't lose sight, right?
No. And he said he could see with his other eye that his eyeball was hanging out. And he couldn't move, but he said he had the thought, since he was on snow.
Put it on ice?
Yes! He's like, I should put this on ice. And he rolled his head over so that the loose-hanging eyeball was in the ice so he could preserve it.
For awful, the
paramedics.
But also impressive.
Yeah. They put it back in, Ed. His eye is fine. They put it back in and they rebuilt his face. And he was like, they put like some titanium stuff in my face. He's like, I didn't care, but you know, I'm an actor. they had to rebuild the moneymaker.
If you're a poor.
Yeah. Oh, they ain't doing that. You're losing the eye. No, they're just snipping it off. Yes. Yeah. Shuck. You're fine. We'll get you a good patch. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll treat you like Ahab.
An American citizen visit. Oh, he's an American. I read Chinese Taipei national. An American citizen visiting Rome was impaled on the metal fence at the Colosseum while attempting to climb the barrier to take a photo. Also, Ed, 90% of the time, I forget to take photos anywhere I go. I go places, I always forget to take a picture. When I do take a picture, I never look at it again. Like, nobody's looking at your picture. What, you're taking scenics? Nobody wants to see your slideshow of scenics, buddy.
Remember when a few years ago I went to Berlin by myself?
Oh, I do remember. Your family was on a cruise and you took you, like David Bowie and Iggy Pop, went and got lost in Berlin for a while.
Yeah.
Checked out the museums.
Right. But I was there like 4 days. I needed to be there 3. But whatever.
Yeah, sure.
You
go to any beer gardens?
They did. Yeah, I went. Yeah, yes, yeah. I did.
Okay,
yes.
Of course you did.
Yeah. But I took some pictures, and it's like, well, here's the Brandenburg Gate where Hitler had his. Yeah. And it's like, I took pictures, and then like it was mainly to like show Michelle, like show. But I was like, well, what am I doing with this? Like, yeah. If I post this, like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Like, you could look at a history picture and see that, like,
yeah,
the fact that I'm there, it's not like I caught a picture of something magical happening. Exactly. It was something that if people pictured Berlin, they would picture what I've already seen.
Yeah.
So the only picture of my trip I posted was Checkpoint Charlie because the KFC was right at Checkpoint Charlie.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. That's a picture I would want to see.
Yes. You know? So that's what was the only thing I felt important to post.
I'm with you. Like, it's like this picture, the Coliseum's a building. Like, I just saw it in this picture. Like,
we know what the Coliseum looks like.
Yeah, it looks kind of cool. Yeah, it's in Gladiator. According to multiple Italian news outlets, the bloody incident occurred on Friday, May 2nd, with the unidentified 47-year-old man, who's also a resident of Taiwan, found hanging on the metal bars of the Piazza del Colosseo, piercing his spine. You don't want that, Ed. If things you don't want pierced.
Just feed me to the lions, please.
Yeah.
Just
if my spine is pierced, that's, you know, like, there's things you don't want pierced. And I would say top of the list, probably spine. Number one, non-pierceable.
The only thing I want to be pierced by is Brosnan. This is fucking dreaming. That's the only thing I want.
The man was reportedly... He's gorgeous. The man was reportedly stuck on the fence screaming in pain for over 20 minutes before paramedics reached him. The medics ultimately gave him a sedative so they could carefully maneuver him off the bars. It took the team more than 20 minutes to detach the man from the spike, which resulted in him losing a large amount of blood.
You know what I'd take a picture of? If I saw this Taiwanese American dude on a spike, I'd be like, whoa, you have to see what I just saw. That would make a picture.
That is picture worthy.
Like, look at this dude.
Yeah, 100%. That is absolutely something I would want a picture of too.
He would make my gram.
After the paramedics stabilized him and tightly bound his injuries to prevent hemorrhaging, he was transported to a hospital near San Giovanni, where he underwent surgery. I wonder if that's Mike Tirico's hometown. Say hello to me grandmama in San Giovanni, Mrs. Tirico. People reached out to Carabinieri, Italy's military police, who dealt with the incident. Per the outlet, the man was unable to speak for several hours after the incident.
Understandable.
But was questioned by law enforcement. Now, suggestion. We know what happened to Amanda Knox. Do not have any conversations with Italian law enforcement. That is not going to go well.
If you're going to be weird.
Yeah.
A guy who's making that choice for the gram is going to be weird.
Yeah. He's probably doing backbends and cartwheels and yoga poses like Amanda Knox was.
Looks like a murderer. Hey.
Let's
call Lieutenant Tirico from New York.
Though there are no definitive answers as to how the horrific scene occurred, officials know that the tourist was on vacation in the city for several days with family and friends. Now, why is there a big chunk out of the Colosseum? Is that from World War II, Ed? Mm. It's like sawed off on the side. There's a couple chunks missing of this. It looks like shit.
I don't know, but
yeah,
London,
yeah.
They like try to preserve a couple like old buildings and old castle things, and they got the shit bombed out of them. I don't know the extent. Like, I know things turned south for Mussolini and they dragged them in the streets and all.
Yeah,
but I don't know how much. Like,
there wasn't much.
Was there a lot of bombing there? No. Or they were guilty by being friends with the bad guys.
I think so. Well, no, we definitely invaded there because
I don't know if we just started bombing them like we bombed.
No,
really. Every Laos,
Cambodia,
love bombing everything. I don't remember reading about us bombing the shit out of Rome.
No, I don't. I think you're right. I don't think we bombed.
We attacked them, but I don't remember.
I think you're right. Yeah, I'm sure there's a documentary about it.
Love bombing.
We do.
Just to be clear,
it's our national industry, Ed. It's we exist to bomb. We can't have healthcare because we need to bomb places. Like, why would you want your tax dollars to go to healthcare or education when they can go to making bombs?
We can pay for jets that'll never even see battle.
No, they're already out of date. They're already obsolete by the time the new ones come around, Ed. They already got another one in the pipeline. What they got this old piece of shit for that they just made? There's a new one in the pipeline.
Free Luigi.
Ed, what else?
A tiny penis pendant was discovered near a UK landmark, Hadrian's Wall, which may have been a Roman soldier's good luck charm. And It's a little penis. You can see it's like a little penis pendant.
Look, I would wear it. Look, I have a lot to look, Ed. I wear a whole bunch. You see this? It's on my neck right here.
Wow.
I got a whole bunch of charms right here, Ed.
Think of how much luck you'd feel if you had a little tiny penis pendant.
Yeah, I got one. I got a little state of California here that my friend Elizabeth gave me. And I got this, I got a Jesus-y thing right here. What if I could put a little penis next to the Jesus-y thing? I would wear that.
And it's not even cumbersome. It's just like a little penis. It's like a tiny.
It's beautiful. You
click on it. It's like that big.
Yeah.
Like a little penis.
It's a good size.
It's beautifully carved.
Okay, let's look at it. And this is just hanging around. Some Roman soldier just dropped it.
Yeah, I mean, look.
2,000 years ago?
Fighting. He might have been murdering and raping.
That's true.
And he just dropped it.
Tiny penis. Well,
the Roman soldiers did a lot of
it. Oh, it is. It looks like. So
horrible.
I will tell you what.
Gorgeous.
I will tell you what. My daughter, Ryan, when she was in ceramics class at Laguna Beach High School a couple years ago, she was making little penises like this all the time in ceramics class. It looked just like this one.
Why wouldn't you make that?
Of course. And I mean, it's like, this looks like her artworks right here. This looks like exactly what she was making.
Maybe in a past life, she was a Roman soldier.
Yeah. Could be.
It's worth asking her.
Yeah, it is. Look, anybody, do we have any jewelry artists do we have any gay herpes suffering physiology professor jewelry makers in the audience that could call in and maybe make us our own Baller Lifestyle Podcast commemorative penis pendants that we could wear around our necks? I know, Ed, you're not a jewelry guy.
No, I'd wear that.
Of course.
It's a beautiful little penis.
Yes, it's beautiful. What else, Ed?
So you know how, like, college admissions, they have tours and stuff. Well, there's a little Catholic university, or not university, a college in the Boston area named Emmanuel College.
That's not a real name. How's there so many colleges in Boston? There's like 60 colleges in Boston.
There's a million.
Yeah.
And Boston's not even, like, that big of a city.
No, it isn't. I think there's only Boston proper. There's only like 600,000 people or something. Yeah. It's all Newton and all the other ones.
Tommy from Dorchester.
Yeah, Dorchester.
From Boston.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, like, it's one of those things people lie about.
Yeah.
Like, I'm from Hoboken, New Jersey, but if I was in the Boston area, I'd be like, yeah, I'm from New York.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah,
yeah. Across the river. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Emmanuel College's missions worker was fired for allegedly soliciting an applicant, 17 years old, for sex after giving the college tour. The small Catholic college worker offered her $400 for, quote, some fun.
Wow.
And claimed to have pornographic photos and videos ready to send her away if she was ready. Then he later texted her and asked whether or not she wanted to have sex with him or participate in a gangbang.
Wow. Well, that assumes he has friends. He would have to know people to invite to.
He was trying to recruit other applicants. Like, hey, I got an idea. How about we do a gangbang with you and three of the other girls on the tour?
He's industrious. Jacob Henriquez, 29, allegedly used his position as an assistant admissions director at Boston's Emmanuel College to access personal information of prospective students and solicit them for sex.
$400.
Yeah, and also, like, if you're saying, I'll give you $400 for sex, the fact that you have pornography available to you is, that's implied. Like, if you're the type to offer $400 for sex, we got a good idea that you're pretty well-stocked in the pornography department. Take, for instance, our old buddy, the resident advisor at Indiana University in the early 90s, Jared.
Fogle.
Yeah, Jared Fogle. He had an extensive porno library in his... You know, yeah.
I will repeat. I've said it many times on the show, but when I was doing that ad award show, the guy's like, "Oh, I work with Jared."
Yeah.
Every year we had to get more Spanx, like tighter Spanx, because he just wouldn't stop eating, and we had to make him look skinny. So he had like super Spanx by the end.
I bet you that dude Clay Henry. Remember they were trying to have a second Jared, and he was handsomer, and he was like a firefighter that also used to be fat. and also was from the Midwest, and he got skinny on 6-inch subs. Looking, right? Yeah, he was kind of good looking, and it just didn't take. You know, people wanted more Jared. They wanted less Clay Henry. I bet
they wanted to identify with a guy who they're like, yeah, he lost weight, but he looks like shit.
Loser.
And I could look better than him.
Yes. Yeah, you don't want somebody too handsome because it's aspirational. You're like, well, I'll never look as good as Clay Henry, but I could look as good as Jared Fogel.
You got Fogel as a benchmark. You're like, I can be better looking than that dude.
Yeah, 100%. And, Fogel was a real, he was, for a while there, Subway was the number one franchise in the country. Like, there were more Subways than anything
else. Even though that bread smelled.
Disgusting smell. But, but with the whole Jared Fogel thing, they're like, oh, it's healthy. You know, they're like, oh, plastic bread, actually good for you. You know, like, come get a health, like, look, this fat ass lost weight.
They ruled that our tuna fish didn't contain any fish.
Yeah. Yeah, our bread is made out of flip-flops, but ignore that because it's not a Big Mac, you know? Like, it's just, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Well, some salt to the earth.
Tell me.
Discussion right now. Meghan Markle reveals why she and Prince Harry call each other M&H. Brian, I want you to guess why they would call each other M&H.
It's because it's their initials.
Oh.
Her name's Meghan and his name's Henry.
I thought it Harry. Was Murgatroyd and Hercules.
I read the whole thing and I still don't know why they, because it was like code names.
Like, yeah. They're in an interview and they're like, you'll never believe why they call each other M&H. Yeah. And it's like, I believe because the names start.
It's a pet name.
What are we doing?
How are we still putting up with these people?
Because South Park's about to come out with a new season. And the last season, which was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They did an episode where, like, we were going on a worldwide privacy tour.
Oh, and so good.
And they were like, please leave us alone.
We want our privacy. Yeah. Yeah.
And then like the South Park boys were playing at the end, they're playing pickup hoops. And Harry's like, do you mind if I play? And they're like, yeah, sure. You can join us. And then he brings a drum set and he's playing by the.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're media whores.
They're starved for attention, and like, all they want is attention. Yeah.
What are we getting at them?
For being royal people, but not royal people. And look, this what's her name is a succubus, Meghan. Yeah. But also, he's a big puss. Like, you know, like he's just allowed it to happen. I mean, Ed, the dude was a prince.
Yeah.
Do you know how fucking good I would be at being a prince? You go over. You go, you take some pictures with some African kids.
Yeah.
You have sex with a few African ladies. You're on to the next. Then you're in Spain for a couple weeks, you know?
His uncle,
Andrew,
took decades of bad behavior to get removed and then quietly reinstated.
Still there. Yeah.
And this dude's like, hey, I am having sex with a really, really attractive, and she still is
attractive. She's good looking. Yeah, she was on Suits.
But if you're a prince, and also he's
the good looking prince. Yeah,
he was the good looking one because his brother looks like a horse.
Yeah, his brother started out looking good, but then started looking like the dad who's hideous and inbred.
And his brother has already maxed out the talent he can get.
Yeah, yeah.
But he locked down Kate Middleton. Yeah,
he's supposedly fucking the neighbor in their village too. But you know, he's a prince. You can do that.
He's a prince. But Harry just needed to just keep the good times rolling. Yep. And he couldn't do that because he had the chick from Suits.
Yeah, yeah, he had the chick from Suits. And look, maybe he's got a type, you know, but you're a prince. You can get your type, but not so mouthy. You know, you find your type, not quite so, not so chatty.
Not someone who reveals in interviews why you call each other M&H.
And like, look, I read this. If I have to read this article again to figure out the M&H thing, you're going to see me dangle. You're just going to see my feet because I'm up here from the rafter. Because it's just like
that scene in Airplane where you see the body hang.
Yes, you're going to see me. I'm going to be pouring gasoline all over myself. While I'm hearing the story of M&H, like, it's your fucking initials. Who gives a fuck?
Right. not everything is newsworthy.
No, it isn't. Like, it's nobody gives a shit. Like, have your privacy. We're desperate to give you your privacy.
We already talked a lot about the Met Gala, so we don't have to say too much, but the story that was going to kick off our discussion, if we didn't already discuss it, is Demi Moore dresses a necktie in a dress featuring 1 million beads.
Yeah.
Ryan,
why?
We talked enough about this event, but like, Demi Moore still.
She looks great.
Gorgeous. She's a gorgeous lady.
What is she, about 65?
Yeah, and she's dressed like a fucking necktie. Like, if we have to have a party that is making you look like a necktie when you're one of the great looking women of all time.
That's true. Honestly,
what
Ed,
are you doing?
Honestly, okay, now I kind of see it. So, but like, if you had not said she's dressed as a necktie, I never would. And what was the theme again? Like, how does this fit the theme?
Just so we're clear.
Yeah.
The headline is why I knew it was a necktie.
Okay. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Why would I know that?
Yeah. Because looking at it, I can't tell it's a necktie.
I mean, she's still wearing like a nice form fitting dress, but with a giant stupid hat.
Yeah. And also that's not a hat, Ed. It's part of the dress. It's like a bit. That's the neck of the necktie.
I need to know this thing exists.
And also, I'm looking at this necktie, Ed, and this is a foreign hand knot. It's not. She's not even. Doesn't even have a half Windsor going. All right. It's not even a proper necktie knot tied in this dress. Like, what are we doing over here? This is the Met Gala. It's fashion's biggest night. I tell you what, though, this Demi Moore. I remember. When I was probably about 9 years old, being over at spending the night at my grandparents' house, and they had On TV. Do you remember On TV, Ed? It was like cable, but it was just like one channel. It was a switch. They also had Select TV, which is the same idea
of it. But no, we never had.
Well, no, I
didn't have cable. I didn't even. I had just the rabbit ears until I was like in eighth or ninth grade.
Oh my! Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So when I'd go over to a friend's house that had cable, and I'd be like, hey, let's watch TV. And they're like, nah, I don't know. Let's go out and play outside. And I'm like, no, let's watch HBO.
Yeah, you have HBO. Like, let's put on some fucking HBO. You could watch not necessarily the news.
Yeah, or Sniglets.
Yes, yeah. All that's Fraggle Rock. So I can't remember what I was going to say, Ed. What was I talking about?
On
TV. I remember being 9 years old. And they had like this leather couch in their den. And that's why, I don't know, there were beds there. I don't know why I was on the leather couch, but anyway, I was. And I'm lying there snuggled with a blanket, like in there, door closed. And I threw that TV on and we reviewed it here, Ed. And it's not such a great movie, but it was an important movie for me. It was St. Elmo's Fire. And this,
where she tried to kill herself with a gentle breeze.
Jules. And then, Rob Lowe's like trying to break the door down with a fire extinguisher. And it's like, but I'm so cold. And look, I don't care about any of that. This woman was so beautiful, Ed. Like, and it really imprint, you know how things imprint. Like Demi Moore imprinted on me at that age. And I've been fond of her ever since. Like, get old.
It was that movie and One Crazy Summer.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And
is that the one where they race the boats?
Yes. Nantucket.
Yeah.
Race the boat.
Yeah.
He was John Cusack with Hoops.
It's great. That's a great movie. Yeah.
Great movie.
She's just such a piece of ass. And she looks fantastic today. Like, she looks great. She doesn't need to do this. You know, she doesn't need to embarrass herself.
She's to her life. She's just a beautiful lady. She doesn't need to dress like a shitty neck.
You know what she should do? She should get out of the spotlight. She should come over here. I got this great couch downstairs, Ed. I got a velour velvet couch. It's blue. She could get on the couch with me. She just rest. She doesn't have to be.
You could watch some old movies.
Yes, we watched St. Elmo's Fire, and she could tell me about
how great she is.
Yes, I will. I'll give her a massage, whatever she needs. We love her.
Finally,
tell me.
Alyssa Scott says Nick Cannon hasn't seen their child in over a month.
Well, I mean, just based on the. I mean, just the numbers wise, Ed, he has like 13, 14 kids.
Yeah. I imagine baby mamas, like he probably at his house has like one of those deli counter things.
Oh, yeah.
And they just select the number. And it's like, you're up. Now I'm going to go see Alyssa Scott's baby.
Yeah. How stressful is it when you have to pull the number on the deli counter because they're going to skip your number?
Because I know my number is 65.
You got to keep checking it.
But then they're like, 58. I'm like, wait a second. Did I have 55? And then I look and it's
keep checking. Then you don't want people to see you checking. You're like, oh, these people are going to think I'm an idiot because I keep checking my number.
I'm going to play it cool.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, sometimes they'll be like, oh, 66. And then you're like, did they say 66? And they're like, no, we said 56.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's bullshit. Yeah. And then they're like, 67. And you're like, oh, okay, Benjamin. And they're like, no. Oh, Ed, I'm officially a fucking old man. Yesterday, I was getting some food at this place and I had to pee and I'd never been to this place before. And it was like a takeout, but like the window's outside and then there's an inside. And I'm like, oh, I got to pee. And I walk in and it wasn't that big. And I'm like, and I'm like, oh, I don't see where to pee. And I go, and I see a door. This is fucking how stupid I am, man. I see a door and it's like behind the counter in the kitchen. And I go, oh, that must be the bathroom. You know how sometimes some restaurants, like you walk through like the expediter station?
By the kitchen
stuff. Yeah. And you're like, oh, I feel stupid walking by the expediter station, but there's the bathroom. I go, so this is that setup. Ed, I started fucking walking through the kitchen to take a piss and the whole kitchen, everybody that worked there stopped and was like, like looked at me in horror. Like, what is he lost? What's wrong with like?
You're acting like it's the scene in Goodfellas. You're walking through the kitchen.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. But I'm not handing out $100 bills. I'm not at the Copa. And I'm like, oh. And they're like, what? And I go, oh, sorry, bathroom. And then they're like, okay. They're like, you got to go outside, turn right, walk down a couple doors. Take another right. Walk through another. I had to walk into like some offices where people were working to take a goddamn piss. Hey, throw up a sign, maybe. Like, how about some arrows? Yes, yes. But yeah, I think I had to get on a donkey. Put some fucking arrows around. Like, how am I supposed to know where I'm supposed to take a piss? I'm walking in the kitchen like a fucking old special person. It's very embarrassing to me.
I'm going to say one embarrassing thing before we close.
Tell me.
Today, I had to return an Amazon thing for Michelle because I hate returning things.
Yeah. I end up they all live in my car. All my returns, I take too long. I have an Amazon in my car right now.
So yeah. I there was a Staples that will take it. And so I was at a Staples and I stopped by the counter and I have the thing and they go, they're scanning it and they're like, oh, wait a second. Is that Amazon return?
Yeah.
All right. So you should just go back over there. And I look back and I look along the floor. There's these giant yellow arrows that say Amazon returns this way.
Yeah.
Because nobody else is in Staples.
Well, I will. Yeah. And Staples are half the size they used to be. Yeah.
And no, this one's still the same one from like 2000.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the saddest place on earth.
Empty. Yeah.
And there are like 40 giant yellow arrows that I just totally missed.
And probably a long line of people that you didn't see standing there. Yeah.
And there's nobody else in there except two employees and like seven people returning an Amazon package. Yeah. And I was like, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just missed all of the arrows.
Are you like me though? You're like, you don't think you're going to be able to get the QR code on your phone. So you like take a screenshot of it. Occasionally I'll just print the shit out. Yeah. And I'm like ready. I'm like, here we go. We're going to do this. Right. And they're like, okay. Yeah. No problem.
I had a paper and the screenshot. Yeah. I'm like, hey, they're like, it's fine. It's fine. But I get all nervous.
Yeah. Paper. I went to a Dodger game a few weeks ago and I go and they're like, yeah, just put your thing up. And I'm like putting my screen up to the thing and they're like, no, turn your phone around and just like you're taking a picture of the thing, push your phone up to it. And I'm like, who fucking knows how to do this? Like what they're coming up with these new inventions every single day. And they
were at of a certain age where like,
yeah. Yeah. And then like, yeah. And then if your kids are ever there, Ed, like it's just, their eyes are just fucking rolling so hard because you're just such a boomer.
And like you can feel the head shake and the eye rolling. It's sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Before we sign off, I just saw this story here. And because I got some bad information today from my friend Gordy Moosejaw that Motown legend Smokey Robinson had died. But I'm just seeing here that he's just actually been accused of rape and sexual assault by multiple women, which is like,
I know he lost all his publishing in a divorce.
Yeah. He's, I mean, he's so
old, Ed. Like, this Smokey Robinson is so damn old. And his...
This is where you just play defense until...
Just run out the clock. And he looks like a wax figurine. But I should point everybody, and I believe I was alerted to this by a friend of the show and the guy that came on and did our Cobra review with us, Zach Xavier, that 2 years ago, Smokey Robinson did an album called Gasms.
No.
Yeah, I posted on my story today. Here, let's call it my Insta story. He did an album called Gasms, and I posted a clip of the song. Wait, oh, dude, was it Take It? Where is it? Hold on. I got this. Yes, I am a boomer. Where's my Gasms?
Gasms.
He's got an album named Gasms. Here we go. Listen to this. Smokey Robinson. Gasms. He did 2 years ago. The guy's 87 years old and he's doing albums called Gasms? What?
I'm seriously going to piss myself.
He's got those blue contacts? Like, what the fuck is going on? Somebody find out. And now he's accused of rapes? Unbelievable. Okay. We did it all. Those are all the stories. We talked about all the things. I can't remember what they were. I've already forgotten. And yes, I'm doing the... So I wrote down tiny penis something pendant to name the story, but I've been letting AI do the show notes and name, because I think it's better. Like, more people will find it if I do it with AI.
Except
so we'll do it.
If they do our AI pictures.
Oh, God, those are horrible. I might post those. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 574 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will gasm you next week.
Quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Most Daily's choice, Ed's taking a peek.